With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With her quirky clothes and wild black hair, writer Tama Janowitz was part of Andy Warhol's gang. She's seen on the major TV talk shows and in slick magazine ads for Rose's Lime Juice and Amaretto Liqueur. But Tama Janowitz says it's really her evil twin who goes on radio and TV.
I just, you know, sit by myself at the typewriter and try and write, and then all of a sudden, this tell me you're going to do this show and that show and fly around and do it. And so, I mean, somebody has to go out and do it, but it isn't going to be me, so I call it my evil twin that does it.
Actually, Tama Janowitz seems to like the talk show circuit.
You go to sleep and you get up and you're like on another radio show and it's some like wacky comedian who's, hey, did you hear about the one about the Polish guy? Ah, ha, 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 ha. And it's like 8 in the morning and he's like, what's the matter with you? You seem kind of asleep. Anybody ever tell you you look like a vampire? Ah, ha, ha, ha. You don't know what's happening after a while, but I can't really complain.
Tama Janowitz's stories, many about the art scene, appear in The New Yorker and other magazines and have been collected in a much-talked-about book, Slaves of New York. Her running characters include Eleanor, a designer who makes jewelry out of bones she gets at the meat market, and her boyfriend Stash, a graffiti artist. Janowitz started making friends in the art world in the early 1980s.
I found that you could go to Soho on a Saturday, the art gallery district, and if there was an opening in progress, you could just walk in and somebody would give you a cheap glass of white wine, and somebody said, how do you like the paintings?
Janowitz found herself doing a lot of eavesdropping, and like Damon Runyon, is good at capturing voices.
That's what I wanted the stories to be like, just like real people talking. That feeling that it was a person I might not have normally gotten to meet that's now like telling you these wacky things that happened to him.
Tama Janowitz, author of Slaves of New York, now a paperback published by Washington Square Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a kid, Tama Janowitz never thought she'd grow up to be a writer and a celebrity.
I had raccoon, I had rabbits, a sheep, a goat. I had all these animals. I thought I was going to be a veterinarian.
But Tama Janowitz was an avid reader and once entered a contest at her local library to see which kid could read the most books over the summer.
You had to go in and give a report to the librarian of each book so they could prove that you actually read it, and then you got a sticker on a little card that was in the shape of a book. I won it at the end of the summer, but to my great disappointment, there was no prize.
After graduating from Barnard, where she studied creative writing, Tama Janowitz went to work for an advertising agency.
They decided to hire me as an assistant art director, but they didn't really bother to find out that I could, well, I could draw men that were half rabbit. I couldn't draw anything representationally. So the first week I was there, they said, well, we'd like you to go into your office and draw a cowboy that looks like John Wayne ordering a can of Underwood deviled ham.
At the end of the week, the agency asked to see her storyboard.
I held it up and they said, well, thanks, and when we have something for you to do, we'll be in touch with you.
It was really... Did you tell them about your background?
Yes. Yes, Don, I did. They hired me anyway. Well, they said when they fired me that I wasn't being fired, I was being laid off, because they saw I was going to cry.
Tama Janowitz went back to school for a master's degree and published her first novel, American Dad. She struck gold in 1986 with a collection of short stories, mostly about the art world, called Slaves of New York.
You're doing this incredibly private thing that you have no way of feeling if you're reaching anybody else. And I guess just to have that feeling of just connecting with other people was sort of a shock and a surprise.
Washington Square Press has published Tama Janowitz's book, Slaves of New York, in paper. Her new novel is called Cannibals in Manhattan. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Tama Janowitz is an original. While she may seem to be a little eccentric, she's a serious writer, having studied for undergraduate and advanced degrees in writing from Barnard, Columbia, Hollins, and Yale. And Janowitz has been a writer in residence at Princeton. Her first novel, American Dad, was about a psychiatrist who kills his wife with a postage meter, but who was let out of jail on weekends.
Unfortunately, it was like during the 60s, and he heated his house with wood, you know, and he was into the land and nature, and that, well, he maimed himself in a chainsaw accident, which would be very tragic, except because of that, he was reunited with his son. You see, the father had, like, all these, like, sexual fantasies, and he, you know, was during the 60s, and he could live out this free spirit type of business, because that was back in the days when people still had sex. And the son wanted to be like the father, but the son was just a real wimpy type of guy. Anyway, but because the father was then maimed and they were reunited. That was in 1981, and it didn't sell too many copies. I can't understand why.
Things turned around for Tama Janowitz when her short stories started appearing in The New Yorker. Her book, Slaves of New York, now a Washington Square Press paperback, caught the imagination of the end people of the 80s. Tama Janowitz's new novel out this fall, Cannibals in Manhattan, is illustrated with photographs of her friends.
A very sweet cannibal, an ex-cannibal, because cannibalism has been outlawed, from a primitive island like New Guinea. But it's not New Guinea. It's a fictitious island. Anyway, this American heiress sees this picture on the cover of National Geographic, and she falls in love with him, and she gets him invited to the United States, but then some terrible things happen, and he accidentally eats her at a barbecue picnic. But it really was an accident. But he did get sent to jail anyway, so it was sad.
You heard it here first, folks. Tama Janowitz previewing her new novel. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.